Good morning, good morning, good morning, USA, good morning, America. It is I, Lady Y, how to do, God is good when? God is good when? Every day, when in doubt, we pray it out over here. Yes, okay, God is good when? All the time. When in doubt, we pray it out. Good morning, America. It is Thirsty Thursday once again. All right, go on and tell God thank you for letting you be here once again today. Today is Thirsty Thursday. Good morning, America. Okay, listen here. All right, let's just jump right into it today, baby, because this shit news is so spicy, baby. I forgot my tea. I was trying to get all the information gathered up yesterday, America. It is I, Lady Y. And today, my beautiful friends, is Thirsty Thursday. And we're going to call this one, baby. Oh, my goodness. Should I be playing some bad boy music right now? Alexa, play Puff Daddy.
Shuffling Sean Diddy Combs.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Is this not the occasion, y'all? Huh? Is this not the occasion, America? I mean, tell me that this man don't have our radio stations and our radios, our TVs, and the internet locked up. Oh, all right, listen. Homeland Security went into both of this man's houses, allegedly. Now, this happened the other day. Was it yesterday or the day before? It is I, Lady Y. Let's get into it this morning, America. Okay, and we will. And we should. Let's talk about it, y'all. What do y'all think about it, huh? Allegedly. Let's get into it with Puff. Okay. Grrr. Baby, everybody coming out now. See, these folks were scared. Okay, we need to talk about it. It is I, Lady Y. Today is Thirsty Thursday, and we dedicating this one, okay, to Mr. Sean Puffick Holmes, Puff Daddy himself. Did y'all hear, allegedly, did y'all hear the sex tape, allegedly? Okay, with him and allegedly, we're going to say him and another person, him and a rapper. That's what we're going to say, allegedly. And, baby, I don't know, okay, because I listened to it a couple of times more, and it sounded a little aggressive as well, you know, okay? And then, all right, they got all these speculations out here in these streets, allegedly, okay? They saying that, now, listen, I don't know if this is true, so I'm going to say allegedly, okay? It has not been, you know, proven or denied. Right. We don't know. Well, I don't really know, but this is what the tabloids and Beyonce internet is saying. Okay. It is I, Lady Y. Today is Thirsty Thursday. By the way, allegedly, when I say Beyonce, let's just go on and throw her a little smidget up in there. Oh, they say they're coming for Jay-Z as well. And they said Beyonce needs to stop copying, allegedly, Miss Erykah Badu's style. Okay, Miss Erykah Badu, the queen herself, is very upset about that. Queen B, find somebody else. Get your own style, will you? Okay, now back to Diddy. Okay, now. Homeland Security, if you didn't know, it is I, Lady Y, and today is, you know, Thursday, baby. And we are talking about Sean Puffy Coles this morning. He is in the news, okay? The Federalist themselves has went into both of his homes, okay? Allegedly, this is all allegedly, even though we've seen it all play out on the news a couple of days ago, okay? They done had the kids. Okay, the kids was in handcuffs. Okay, I seen the boys. I didn't see the girls. But I seen somebody was in handcuffs, was in a beautiful Brazilian wig. Okay, it is our Lady Y, baby. That motherfucking wedding wavy was the only thing I saw for a second or two. I said, wait a minute. I put my motherfucking glasses on. I said, is that a wedding wavy coming up? Pete Diddy. Boy, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak. Yes, baby. Okay, and then this is this right here. Did y'all know that Sean Puffy Cole's P. Diddy himself, allegedly, stayed down the street from the Playboy Mansion? Boy, he was moving up, wasn't he, out here in Cali? And they also said, allegedly, baby, they got this man for sex trafficking. This shit is getting real serious out here in these streets. They're trying to say it is, though. They're trying to say all this is a smoke screen. They trying to say it's diverted. They trying to divert us from the big picture. It's supposed to be a big picture behind this, but I'm going to keep my eyes open for everything. Y'all know that eclipse, allegedly, is supposed to be coming April or something as well. And do your research. They say the last time we had an eclipse, we was in the dark for at least a week, allegedly. Now, this happened in the 1800s, and the eclipse is coming back again, April 11th. And here y'all go, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little Pulitzer up here getting y'all glasses, y'all 3D glasses and shit, so y'all can see the eclipse. Get somebody else to do it. I, Lady Y, won't be looking at no eclipse. Matter of fact, on the second, I'm going to be burning up the grocery stores, getting all kind of, you know, food and snacks just in case, you know, something happened. Okay, let's get it right, America. Okay, let's keep our eyes open for the real shit. Okay, now, back to Sean Puffy Cole's and his mansion out here in California. Now, you know they say they get this man for sex trafficking. And then a couple years back, he was on the internet with a little Caucasian girl. Talking about he the first one to adopt a white girl. Thought that shit was funny. First of all, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pull a dog. Let's talk about it, shall we? We shall. It is I, Lady Y, and today is Thirsty Thursday with Sean Puffy Combs. Okay. Y'all leave that boy alone. I don't think so. Get somebody else to do it. He the one put himself up in the news. Now, listen here. Did y'all know this boy Manchin got underground tunnels? Allegedly. Word on the screen, so to speak, a little puller talk. Baby, the internet is burning up. Oh, it's burning up. I didn't know the boy had underground tunnels. What y'all doing underground? Okay, a lot. I see that. And then, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little puller talk, a rapper has came out. Now, I don't know the name of the young fella, okay, but they said, now, allegedly, they saying that Puffy had this boy talking about he going on tour. This young man had to tour with this grown man for 2 years, okay? He said one night, you know, he had a performance or something. Allegedly, they went to perform or went for drinks or something at Puffy house. Y'all know Puffy, you know, right? He known for throwing them freakneeks and he known for y'all making special drinks for folks, okay? Right, but the boy didn't know that. So the young man took a drink that Puffy had gave him to celebrate something, allegedly, after the show. The boy say he wound up when he woke up in the morning. He was in the bed with Puffy and a few other, some other associates. Now, this is only allegedly speculation, so to speak. It can't be proven nor denied. Okay, it is I, Lady Y. The boy say he woke up with Puffy in the bed. Puffy was known, allegedly, for throwing them freaknik parties, okay? All right? It's getting real serious out here in the streets. They said, allegedly, that he got caught. Now, this is the part that's trying to got my head in the little, you know, okay, stop playing with me. They said, now listen, why the federales, okay? Hey, federales, hey, fetties. Why they was busting his house. They say this man was at the airport, okay, getting ready to go to the Caribbean. That's what they were saying in his private jet. You know, he got a private jet, you know. My question is, all of a sudden, America, okay, all of a sudden, Puffy, you have become enemy number one. It's because, listen here, This is what I think. This was some of the black folks is thinking, okay? It is Our Lady Y, and today is Thirsty Thursday, baby. And we just conversating on the family. Hey, family. Because y'all my family, my company, my squad. Squally, how to do today? Right. So we conversating as a team, right? And some of my team was saying that Puffy know big people in high places. And you know, when y'all urban fellas, okay, get the rubber elbows with these rich elite people and y'all start getting, you know, y'all start doing y'all dirt, okay? Y'all seeing them do they dirt. Y'all seeing them do too much dirt. I feel like once, you know, the urban community get up to a certain status, number one, money, allegedly, I'm just speaking, you know, allegedly, I'm speaking from me, okay? I feel like money make our people go, some of our people, not all of them, because some of our people do the right thing. They know what to do, okay, what they change, you know, when they make the bag and all that, right? But sometimes our people, when we get money and power, we lose our fucking mind. We lose all sense of knowledge. We lose all sense of responsibility. We start thinking, King Kong ain't got nothing on me. And that's exactly what I thought Puffy, I think Puffy started thinking from way back, from the first, allegedly, from the first murder. Oh, allegedly. Okay, y'all don't think allegedly. Let's talk because we family. You know, it is Our Lady Y. Cassidy was the first one got out. Kim wasn't so lucky. I believe now because Jaguar Wright, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, has been talking about this for a minute. She been screaming this to the top of her lungs. And Puffy and nobody ain't tried to silence her or shut her up. You know why? Because I believe, allegedly, that this woman is telling the truth. She said, probably now, and this is sad for real, on real. She said Kim Porter probably gave her life for Cassidy to get out. Because how did Cassidy get out? Okay, they saying before Kim Porter died, she had a talk with Cassidy. Kim Porter probably gave Cassidy what she needed to get out without Puffy trying to kill her. Because look how quick, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk, look how quick he paid that girl up. Now he got this producer on his ass. First it was Cassidy. Okay, then here come the producer, all right? And then here come the rap guy, okay? And it's a lot of people finna come out. I said that. I said it's a lot of people finna come out on this man. Because, you know, once y'all get money and power, allegedly some urban people, all right, they lose their mind, okay? I feel like they gonna find out how Kim Porter died. Jaguar Wright been screaming it from the top of her voice for a minute. Jaguar said, Miss Kim Porter, the beautiful one, MIP, rest in peace, Miss Beautiful Model. This lady was a beautiful model. She said Puffy killed her. And how the hell did the coroner, the people who expect the death, right? Okay, how that man wind up dead? Okay, because the first coroner that came in said it was a murder. Remember, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak. And then Puffy called his people in. And they came in and said that it was supposed to be, allegedly, pneumonia. You see what I'm saying? Some people are saying, because y'all know. If y'all don't know, y'all need to go on Jaguar Wright's page. She finna tell y'all how all these dots connect. Okay? Right. She said, right. Okay, because y'all know, I'll be sure, is Kim Porter's allegedly baby daddy. Oh, yeah. She was with, Kim Porter was with, I'll be sure, before she was with Puffy. Kim Porter was with some beautiful people. Word on screen, so to speak. Right. And I'll be sure was screaming to the top of his lungs that Kim Porter did not die of no goddamn pneumonia because he had just saw her, allegedly. Word on screen, so to speak. Right. Right? That's what he was screaming. And when he was saying that, guess what happened? He almost died. Okay, remember, Albert Shaw was in a coma or something the minute he was trying to fight for his baby mama because he knew, you know what I'm saying, that she didn't die of no damn pneumonia. Everybody know Kim Porter had a whole lot on Puffy. She had a whole lot. She probably had evidence. She probably had the evidence of him, you know, sleeping with people, evidence of raping people. She probably have evidence of him killing people. Okay, allegedly. Word on screen, so to speak. A little pillow talk. They saying that Puffy saying if he go down, he taking everybody with him. And y'all seen Puffy with everybody. Puffy was with every rapper. Okay, some people are saying, word on the streets, okay, a little pillow talk, allegedly. Some people saying, right, when Puffy start talking, some people saying that some of our favorite stars is hooked up with this man. Some of our favorite stars. And trust and believe, okay, once I know, for sure, allegedly, word on the streets, so to speak, a little pillow talk, that you've been messing with kids, I'm definitely not going to deal with you no more. Okay, because that's serious. Okay, kids, why y'all want to mess with kids? I can give a damn about them messing with each other. In my eyes, that's them. Okay, that's them. That's their bizarre rap game. That's their bizarre rap what they make you do, like when you in college, you got to go through a hazing or you got to go through a initiation, right? That's their weird ass initiation. Okay, and this one, I'm saying, I feel sorry for this certain rapper that's, you know, I'm not gonna say his name because actually he has kids, and that's sad. And this is the price we pay. They pay for success. Sometimes people will do anything for fame. They'll do anything. And some men will do anything too, even if it means giving up your backside this one time. Okay? Some men have done it. Some men haven't. Y'all seen that rap? That actor, that beautiful actor. Oh my God. And you know, he came out and he was talking about not only in the music industry, in the movie industry as well. You know what I'm saying? To be a movie star and deal with certain movie stars, okay? They, you know, you got to give them something that, you know, you've never given in your life, which is, for men, is their virginity of the booty. You know what I'm saying? It's so sad because these people are actually, you know, using their power to destroy lives. You know what I'm saying? If it's not a voluntary move, why would you even make them do it? But listen, some people will do anything, baby. And I'm talking about anything for fame. And that's sad. Okay. Yeah, I feel sorry for that rapper. And I feel like you're not going to, I'm talking to this rapper because you're not going to be alone. The minute Puffy started talking, because you heard what Puffy said. Puffy said, allegedly, word on screen, so speak, a little pillow talk. If he go down, he taking everybody down with him. I would be nervous. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all, all the Hollywood friends that was hanging out with him with these freaknik parties and everything that he threw at the mansions and everything, I would be afraid, y'all. I would be totally afraid. The girlfriend, y'all know who she is, okay, out here talking about just leave us alone. Baby girl, you made a deal with the devil and now you're going to have to pay for it. Carisha, please. Okay, it is I, Lady Y, and today is Thirsty Thursday, baby, and we thirsting it with Sean Petty Coles, baby. Sean Petty Coles is what we doing today, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak. Okay, and to me, when the feds look for you, okay, this is what the streets are saying. I'm going to tell y'all right now. This is what the streets are saying. If the feds start looking for you, baby, they actually have something on you. Did y'all see his mansions, though? Did y'all see? Y'all know when the feds come in there, they tear up everything, okay? They tear up everything, looking for everything. Baby, listen, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk. Listen, they said Diddy have a island. Boy, you should be there putting all that damn evidence on that island, buried under something. Okay, it kills me how y'all do dirt and still allow for folks to catch you doing that dirt. That's crazy, I see. Okay, that's crazy. Listen, I'm praying for the families. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm praying for the families because a whole lot, okay, a whole lot finna come out. A whole lot finna come out. Yeah, like, where is that little Caucasian girl that they had in the video? Remember? Because he was like, Sean Puffy Combs, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk, was the first person to adapt a Caucasian kid. First of all, when I saw that on the internet, because let me tell y'all something. Everything you do on the internet is going to forever be here for life. So don't ever do nothing if you don't, and put it on the internet if you don't want nobody to see it. Right? Because we saw that the little Caucasian girl, she looked it uncomfortable. Okay? And in that photo, it was too many men for me. And then he was trying to tell her what to say, talking about her last name is Combs. Y'all remember that? Y'all seen that? Right. And three men. It was only one girl in there. Okay? His daughter. Okay, right. Where is that young lady today? I want to know where that little Caucasian girl at today, okay? Because your daddy is in a hell of a lot of trouble. And then, okay, y'all know everybody's disassociating themselves from Puffy, okay? He trying to sue Ciroc, allegedly. And, you know, all the alcoholic, you know, beverages he been promoting. He trying to sue them now because they're trying to disassociate themselves from him. Yeah, once you get in the news, okay, for something so foul like sex trafficking, allegedly, and all that, y'all know he sold all his stock in the company, the TV company Revoke. I feel sad about that because that was black owned. Okay, right. You know, that was something we had, you know, because y'all know allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk, BT is not black owned. Okay, yeah. So Revoke was black owned. And then, so they so hurt. This is what I hate about society in our world today. Let's talk about it because I love y'all. And y'all my society. Y'all my company. Okay? Y'all my family. Y'all my squad. What I hate in society is y'all talk about how much accomplishments and how good this man was, you know, to the community and everything. But this man was foul. He was a pedophile. Okay, right. He wasn't right. He destroys lives and got away with it, y'all, for years. Okay, it's payback time. I'm telling y'all, Jaguar Wright was talking about it. She's been talking about it, been trying to draw awareness, right, to what Puffy was out there in these streets doing, because he did all his artists foul, every last one of them. Every last one of them. It's time to pay the piper. Okay, Mr. Combs, it's time to pay the piper. Yeah, because they were saying, president, well, you know, the next person, the co-founder of Revoke TV was saying that these things happened when they was young, back in the days, touring. And if a groupie jumped on the bus, you know, with them after a concert and she jumped on that bus and they went to another city, she voluntarily jumped on that bus and they went to another city. Is that kidnapping? You know, he was trying to make some type of assumption. All right. By saying that these charges that the feds got, by the way, when the feds come for you, they got more than a little bit. And I strongly do not believe, sir, the co-founder of Revoke TV, that they not talking about shit that happened when this man was a performer. I don't believe they're talking about stuff that happened back in the days. Right. Listen, you are a devil. All this man performers never made it really, really big because of him. They said, even Little Kim, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak, a little pull up talk, said Puffy got in her way because Michael Jackson wanted to put her on the record. MJ, and that's important, baby. MJ want to put you on the record? Oh, no, he got mad. Told MJ Kim couldn't do it because he didn't want none of his artists being bigger than him. Look at Puffy, okay? Puffy was bigger than him, allegedly. Word on the street, so to speak, a little pillow talk, Puffy was getting ready to leave. He had his own artist. He was getting ready to be a big dog. He was not, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pull-up song, was not even finna hang with Puffy no more when he got killed. Okay, out the blue. They still talking about that. They still out here talking about Biggie's life, and they should. We still don't know who killed this man, for real, and why. Okay, because listen, if you really want to think about it, they took out two of our biggest artists, two of the biggest artists of the world at the same time. That was greed, envy, right, and hate. they would have still been here, I truly believe, if it wasn't for other rappers. Now, we finna find out about this, okay? We finna find out, because I strongly believe Keefe D, allegedly, okay, did not kill Tupac. I just, yeah. Uh-huh. More on that story, okay, as it develops. I feel like all that's gonna tie in somewhere, okay? Because listen, when the feds hit your house, America, okay, it is I, Lady Y, and we talking about Sean Puffy Combs. Today is Thirsty Thursday out here in the world today. Yes, Thirsty Thursday. All right, it is I, Lady Y, and we talking about how the feds ran up into, you know, old boy spot the other day. Okay, right, and we talking about, listen, let me tell y'all, listen, he lawyered up after these people started coming with, right, after Cassie, he started lawyering up. After Cassidy and that producer, he started lawyering up, y'all. Y'all noticed that, right? I did. So I was thinking, I said, he lawyering up mighty quick, right? I said, I hope, you know what I'm saying? It's not more to this madness. And look at it. Baby, it's more to this madness, okay? I mean, we got it going on. We do. Here, let me let y'all listen to Sean Puffy Combs right quick. Let me take me a quick, okay, quick bathroom break. Hold on. Kitchen in the bins with the spoilers. On the low, Miss J in the Taurus. Wanna rumble with the B, huh? Throw a hex on the whole family. Dressed in all black like the Omen. Have your friends singing, this is for my homies. And you know me for making niggas so sick. Floss in my six with the Lex on the wrist. If it's murder, you know she wrote it. German Ruger for your ass, bitch, deep throated. Know you wanna feel the room, cause it's platinum coated. Take your pick, got a firearm, you should've told it. Suck a dick, all that bullshit you kick. Play your hating from the sideline, get your own shit. Why you ride mine? I'm a good fella, come late. Stash you ladies in Mercedes. Puffy, hold me down, baby. Only female in my crew. Hey. And I kick shit like a nigga do. I'm a trigger to fuck you. Yeah. Okay, let's get back into it. Right. No. Because I'm into it. Y'all know I had to let Luke. Wait, Puffy part playing. Hold up. Not Puffy. Is that Biggie? Who is this? That's my East Coast girl, the Bentley, the 12. My West Coast shorty. Push the chrome 740. Ow! Red man and naughty. Oh, with my kitty cat. Half a brick of yay. In the bra with my titties at. And I'm living that whole life we push. Never disrespect the Biggie. What's up? Listen close. It's Francis, the praying mantis. Attack with the Mac. My left hand spit, right hand grip on the whip for the smooth getaway. Player haters, get away, or my lead will spray. Squeeze off till I'm empty, don't tempt me. Only to hell I send thee, all about the Benjis. Why? Benjamin's baby. Nothing but the Benjamin's baby. It is I. Lady Y, it's Thirsty Thursday, baby. And yeah, we talking about Sean Puffy Combs. Right, because Biggie, y'all know Biggie. What a blood clot, y'all do you. Biggie was not into men. What happened to you? He was full Jamaican. What happened to you? Never. And y'all know that. Y'all know if Biggie was still alive, this right here, probably wouldn't even be happening. And if it did happen, okay, if it did happen, he wouldn't have been nowhere around the shit. Okay, this is weird shit. He would have been talking about it on the side. Boy, the Puffy, right, had the kids all in handcuffs. Baby, I love me some Little Kim, because she told it. Remember, Little Kim never, if y'all go back and do your research, it is I, Lady Y, today is Thirsty Thursday, and this segment is about Sean Puffy Combs, baby, allegedly. Word on the screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk, rumors, and what have you, right? If y'all notice, Lil' Kim never, she right after Biggie died, she like cut ties for real. She wasn't hanging with Puffy like that, okay? And it was a lot going on in Puffy's camp. It's a lot going on in Puffy. Did y'all hear about that they even allegedly said that he even got Mary J. Blige pregnant? It is I, Lady Y, baby. When I heard that little shit, I was like, oh my goodness. I said, you lied. Somebody said, shit, no, fuck, I ain't, girl. It was dead. You heard me? We just didn't know about it. Okay? I was like, oh, my, y'all something else around her. Okay? In that camp. I said, baby, a lot was going on, y'all, right under our nose. See, listen, this man got turned into a goddamn shark. Once this nigga smelt blood, he went crazy. He went beyond and above. You understand me? I feel like once he started getting people killed, allegedly, word on screen, so speak a little pull of talk. You know, once they start unaliving people, baby, they change. They get ruthless, baby, like a mob, so to speak. Okay, right. He started screaming, King Kong ain't got nothing on me. Remember, he had a loud outburst one day, I think it was last year, the year before last, when he was screaming in his office. Okay, yeah, you can see some of that crazy rage on him. Did you see it? You know I did. Okay, I ain't even gonna lie to you, I did. Okay, all right, and if I was Carisha, please, I would have been dishes associating myself. I would run as far as I can from that man, because when the feds come, everybody gonna get subpoenaed. Everybody in a circle. Throw that ass in a circle. They about to throw them bodies in a circle. Y'all, like they was the other day. Them boys coming out in them handcuffs. Like I said, whoever that was, y'all tell her who had on that Brazilian, whoever that was with that wet and wavy Brazilian fucking hair, baby, that was human. Whoever that was came out with that Brazilian hair. She got to holler at me. I need to know where she got that from. Oh, because baby, that was saying a statement in itself. It says, listen. Okay, I might be getting arrested by the feds, but my head look motherfucking the best, okay? What was good? But my head is impressed, bitch. My head says a lot. It says, I'm going to jail, but I look good as hell. Oh, God. It is Lady Y, and today is Thirsty Thursday, baby, and this is a Sean Puffy Coles edition. Okay, Mace was trying to tell us. Okay, said something about, Mace was saying something about he had everything in his mama name. Okay, did they check into that? Oh, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pull-up talk. Oh, Mace is him and Cameron with a podcast. Okay, hello, boys. What should I say, men's? Hello, men's. Okay, it is I, Lady Y. Yeah, I heard y'all. Yeah, Mace was popping it, baby. He was popping it yesterday or the day before. He was like, yeah, y'all was trying to call me crazy. Y'all was trying to call me broke. Some of y'all even said I was a joke, but ha-ha, look at me now, and look at your boy, okay? Your boy finna be in handcuffs now. Now, allegedly, word on the street, so to speak, a little pull-up talk, they say they got him in handcuffs. They say he's arrested. That's what they say. Now, I need to have more confirmation on that, okay? Allegedly, that can either be proven or denied. We really don't know if Puffy's behind bars. I really don't know that yet, okay? All right, and then y'all already starting to talk about Puffy had a clone, and look at his eyebrows, and you know, the picture that they had up. Oh, it is our little while. Puff looked like he needed on a training bra. All right, on that picture where they said they took that picture that's supposed to be in his, you know, mug shot or whatever, allegedly, right on screen, so to speak. A little pull on top, you know, because they mug shots is way different from ours, okay? They be in regular clothes, looking regular and shit. Probably give you a smile. Our shit, we got to stand by the board, put that little number in front of our face, and they snap the motherfucking picture. I was always curious about that. See, the more money you get, the more privilege you get. See, he ain't even had a number on him. We don't even know his cell number. Because everybody, when you go to jail, got a number. Even Donald Trump, allegedly, word on street, so to speak, a little pull-up talk, when he took his picture, if he took one, he ain't even had a number. We ain't even see the number. We supposed to be able to see the number. All right, prisoner number 456741, bitch, know your number. Grrr, it is I, Lady Y. And if you never had a number, you're special. If you never had a prison number or a jailhouse number, right now, give yourself a clap on the back. Hold on, because I'm going to clap for you. Hold on. If you ain't never went to jail, you deserve that, baby. You deserve a clap, three snaps, and a motherfucking circle. Throw that ass in a circle. Throw that ass in a circle. Throw it in a circle. Throw it in a motherfucking circle. You know why? Because you're a model citizen, and you have obeyed all the laws that was given to thee. And that's beautiful, and that's something to celebrate. Wait, one more time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Throw that ass in a circle. Do the dance shit. Do the dance. Do that little. I ain't never been to jail. Ain't never been to jail. Ain't never been to jail. I ain't never been to jail. I ain't never been to jail. Yeah, yeah. Do the I ain't never been to jail dance. You deserve it. You should be able to do it. Because everybody know, those of us, some of the unfortunate ones, you know, that, right, right. Unfortunately, had to go see the cell boss nose. Right. Allegedly. Right. To let things hit, to let you know there is a law. And your ass got to abide by the law. Okay, you have to be a citizen, a good citizen. Okay, that's why they have laws. All right. Yeah, so. If you ain't never been to jail, I'm going to give you another clap. And three snaps and what? Throw that ass in a circle because that's special. That's good. You have not messed up your record. Okay, that means you ain't tainted. You see what I'm saying? And that's a good thing. I'm just thinking all his famous friends. Huh? Allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pull talk. They got some shit on Jay-Z as well. Okay. Right. More on that story as it developed. Did y'all hear about that ex-NBA player that got knocked out in the bar arguing with a short man? They was arguing over something racial. I don't know what it was over, but he got knocked the fuck out. Ex-NBA player, big man, stood about 6'7", I mean, just a huge beast, okay? Just a huge beast, just beautiful. When I say beast, that don't mean ugly, okay? For me, that don't mean ugly, because y'all know them football players are some big mobile. Oh, watch your mouth, indeed, okay? Beautiful beast. He gonna let a little man knock him out. It's all on Beyonce's internet. Okay, I ain't even gonna say the man name because we can't do that. We can't be out here in these streets doing that, sir. You a big heavyweight. You supposed to been watching. And here's the thing about that fight. They was pushing everybody around. It was two men, two of them, pushing everybody around. One looking at the little man. He wasn't watching his surroundings. Because if you pushing and hitting everybody, you should know that everybody mad at you. And you should be watching everybody. He wasn't watching the little man standing up there arguing with another man. And little man hit him dead in his face and knocked him out. Hit the ground like a goddamn, right, like a goddamn tree. Hit the ground like four, boom. And then the little man stepped right over him and still was talking shit. Yeah, y'all come get some. Because you know, once they knock one of us out, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, little pillow talk, they going to be the baddest motherfuckers in town. Huh? Especially if you a big football, okay, motherfucker. Boy, I tell y'all, listen, the lesson in this story is, when you out there drinking and you in a bar and your ass is starting to fight and you throwing folks around, okay, the moral of this story is, watch where you at, sir. Okay, watch all around. If not, you're going to be looking like a clown because that's how quick he went down. Okay, looking like a big ass heavyweight. Just imagine it. A big ass sandbag just hitting the boom, hitting the ground. I mean, hit that ground so hard, I'm like, oh my freaking God. Sir, did you even get up? And look, nobody pressed charges. I know they didn't. Because little man probably was like, you touch me, you're going to jail. You just knocked me out, but you hit me first. You're going to jail. So therefore, we're even, right? Yeah, go look at that. It's going to be a disappointment for all the urban community. I said, boy, when y'all get drunk, y'all definitely don't watch what you do. Next time, sir, watch what you do. Who is Candace Owens? Okay, it is I, Lady Y. Listen, Candace Owens. Okay, I remember her. I remember she had a little controversy. Well, she's back in controversy again, allegedly, word on the screen, so to speak. She had a nice little cushy job, you know, being a reporter. Allegedly something that she wanted to do. Well, she went on a podcast and started talking about that war stuff, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk. And you know, you can't talk about that war stuff. Our people are very sensitive. Our Caucasians, I love them to death. They are my friends. Okay, every last one of them. I love you. Right, they are very sensitive about that shit, that war. Baby, that war is something else. So you shouldn't say nothing else about it. I don't even say nothing about that. nothing about that war, okay? Because to be fair, I love y'all. It is I, Lady Y. Today is Thirsty Thursday. We're talking about the topics, the big topics of the week. To be fair, I don't know anything about that country. I really don't know what they're going through. So I feel like if you don't know what they're going through and you don't know nothing about that country, you shouldn't speak on it. So I don't. My prayers goes out to them. Okay, I'm praying for the people who's dying in their family, and I'm praying that they come to some sort of resolution. That's what I am praying for. But we are not supposed to talk about it. So you don't, especially if you got a good job with these Caucasian folks. Okay, Candace. She went on a podcast popping off, allegedly, word on screen, so to speak, a little pillow talk, and lost her good job. Yeah, she lost a good job. So maybe she just wanted the podcast. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I wouldn't have sacrificed my 9-to-5 for something that I wanted to do on the side. That's all what I'm saying. It is I, Lady Y. Good luck on your ventures, Candace. Good luck on your ventures, and I'm sure you're going to get another job. Okay, it is I, Lady Y. Okay, now, they talk about how Taylor shut down. I'm going to go ahead and give y'all a little bit of this. I'm going to give y'all just a little bit of this because some of y'all are Taylor Swift fans. Okay, y'all the Swifties. Y'all love y'all some Taylor Swift and Travis. Okay, TNT is what I like to call them over here. Okay, it is I, Lady Y, and we're going to talk about TNT. Well, TNT the other day, they had to work out. They was already in the Bahamas. Okay, giving the love. Okay, even though she took her other boo there, allegedly. Word on screen, so speak. A little pull a dog. Don't shoot the messenger because I ain't got no change for you. Mm-hmm. Right. She took her other boo, you know, the ex or whoever it was there, you know, before her and Travis. But it's always a different thing with somebody new. But anyway, after they came from their love fest in the Bahamas, okay, they needed to work out. You understand me? We needed to work out all that Jamaican food. Okay, yeah. I love Jamaican food, by the way. It is my favorite food to eat besides soul food. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Damn me. Anyway, so the other day, Taylor TNT, that's what we're gonna call him. That stands for Taylor and Travis. Shut down the gym over there in Hollywood for 2 hours, had the workers outside till they worked out. Ain't that something? I would love to be that rich. Get your ass on the outside till I finish. Bitch! Work it out. You understand me? That's rich for your ass. Anyway, did y'all hear? Allegedly. That's allegedly. We saw it. TMZ showed it. But anyway, did y'all see allegedly the other day? Little Mama hit Chris Carr, the Kardashians, the Jenners. Okay, the Jenners got into a little fender bender. Yeah, the daughter hit Chris's Rolls Royce. Did I tell y'all about that? Yes, baby. Little bump. Girl, nothing but her little license plate fell off. Oh, and y'all want to see a war on that. I don't think so. Chris, go on, have your dude screw that shit back in and call it a day. Okay, it is I, Lady Y. We still on Puffy. We still on Puffy. Because if I was some of y'all who was doing the bad stuff with him, I'd be trying to lawyer up right now. Or I'll do like Russell Simmons. Okay, it's time to skip the country. It's time to move. You got to get somewhere because they coming for you. Okay, listen, all the comedians is making skits. My first good skit I seen on Puffy is with a little young man called, what is his name called? Black Jack? No, I'm always getting his name wrong. God dog it. But he had the best one. I'm finna find his name. To be real, because he needs to get the recognition that he deserves, because he makes me laugh. He makes me laugh. Baby, the best skit was done by him already. The best Puffy skit I've seen was done by a little young man called Funny Jack, Black Jack. I'll get his name for you, but it was funny as hell. Okay, he going in the house acting like Puffy. He clearing out the house. He done rolled the U. He done backed the U-Haul truck up to the house, then got all the shit out the house. He got the investigators, the feds on the side of the trash can reporting that Puffy is unloading the house. Then he got his two people at the airport with a jacket over his head. He falling down in there. I mean, baby, it's hilarious. It is hilarious. It is the funniest shit. I laugh my ass off. Okay, in the airport trying to get away. Okay. Right, right. So, you know, this right here, this is big. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all, this is big. So, right, because they saying he taking a lot of stars with him. Some of our favorite pastors and everything was all, you know, in with this man. Boy, you know what? I just want to see the faces of, listen, I can't wait till this man start talking because I want to see the faces of the fans like me. Well, right, when he start giving out the names, because our mouth's going to drop. Listen, according to Jaguar Wright, okay, all the people that's inside Puffy's rabbit hole, okay, is some of the entertainers that we love to death. Now, I understand some of them had to do what they had to do. I understand that. You know, some of them he wasn't a good man. They wasn't under good, you know what I'm saying, good direction. They wasn't under good knowledge. You know, they didn't have a good leader. Okay, Puffy was not a good leader. I feel sorry for them kids, y'all. I feel sorry for Miss Kim Porter's girls. By the way, those are some beautiful girls. And guess what? You know what God said. God said, not today. Listen, you might have gotten away. Might. Okay? Because the cards ain't out yet. The reading ain't out yet. That's why I'm saying might, allegedly. You might have thought. This is how we're going to reword that. You might.